from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Good one.
And a wonderful late summer, hasn't
it,
Bert?
Oh, it really has been. It's been
stunning.
I'm enjoying
it. And it was very pleasant over the weekend. Last weekend was too hot.
Well, that was 39 was ridiculous.
Just lovely weather.
Yeah. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at number one, Clayton Oliver has spoken of his difficult pre-season after racking up 35 disposals in Melbourne's win over the Bulldogs. He started the match on the bench before collecting the most disposals in the game, but later said he was still working on being a better person, a better teammate.
Yeah,
that was the on-field interview after the match.
It was really good.
It was good. Really
and
nice.
Max was there with him. Yeah. Did you see Sarah Max's Jones. Kid in the song?
Oh my God, he was so cute. He was
didn't
crying.
Like it.
But
didn't
then
like
gave a little high five at the end.
Yeah, everyone high-fived him.
It was fine.
Yeah. Which one's that?
George.
Coming at two. We got Max on the show after 8 o'clock this morning.
Jeez, if Clayton wasn't best on ground, it's only because Max was.
Oh, my God, he was incredible.
Coming in at two, Alan Jones has returned to Australia after a hiatus in Britain. He's vowed to return to broadcasting and strenuously denied allegations of indecent assault against several men.
Yeah.
Oh Alan. Well, Britain was where we were first alerted to the potential sort of stuff that Alan was into.
Okay.
Russell Crowe impression.
I just dropped into a bit of Russell, bloke smoking next to me on Friday.
No.
Absolute idiot. Yes, of course, well, famously, he was pinged for dropping his pants in a public toilet.
Right.
I believe he was pinged. I hope he was. Otherwise, I'm going to jail. Can you just confirm that, please?
Everyone drops their pants in a public toilet.
Exactly. It's how you wish.
But I think he might have been...
Right.
Can you check the charges, please?
Arrest in London public toilet.
Right,
okay.
Can you check the charges?
Check the charges for me, please. You know I'm trying to be careful about what I say.
35 years ago.
Yeah, well, so what? 35, 25, 10, 15, 5.
Right, okay.
What?
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
Hey, we're up to number 3.
Yes, we are.
Take it,
Holly Valance has taken aim at climate activist Greta Thunberg in an interview with GB News, GB News Chopper's political podcast.
I missed that one.
That's the title of it. She said, "I don't understand why you have this like demonic little gremlin high priestess of climatism as the goddess in classrooms, Greta."
She hasn't held back.
All the kids are all coming home with depression and anxiety. Why would you go to your music lesson or bother doing your homework or get out of bed if you think we're all going to be dead in 5 years anyway?
Oh, well, okay, Holly.
I think Holly's taken it right to the edge. And then added a bit of mayo once she got there.
Yeah. She also said that she won't come back to Australia because we're too woke.
She's becoming a soundbite. She's becoming a right-wing soundbite.
Yeah. Mm.
Who's she married to?
Some billionaire.
He's worth an absolute bucket load.
They were living in a £175 million house in London.
Oh, my God.
Nick Candy?
What's Nick Candy do?
He
the Candyman
is
Holly Neighbours?
Luxury property.
She was Neighbours.
She was Flick Scully.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Not sure I share all of her opinions.
No.
What's this bloke do for a living?
Property developer.
Oh, he's a property developer.
Yeah.
Worth £1.5 billion.
£1.5 billion. Well, enjoy lunch.
Yes.
Coming in at four, Penny Wong has officially tied the knot with her long-term partner, Sophie Alouche.
Alouche?
Tough surname,
In a ceremony in her home state of South Australia over the weekend.
Congratulations,
Penny.
Mm.
Coming in at five, Bruno Mars recently entered the ninth year of his residency at Park MGM in Las Vegas. He's extended it with 12 shows taking place throughout 2024. Some sources claim it's because of $50 million he owes to a casino.
He owns apparently to Park MGM.
He owes it to them in gambling debt.
Oh no.
Wow, that's just, let's be clear, it's a source. Yes. We know what sources are like. They're usually dead shits and idiots.
Apparently makes about...
Find the strength to talk to one other asshole and someone writes it down.
$90 million a year from this residency, but then after tax and everything in the US, it doesn't leave him with anything else after he pays.
Oh, wow, this is all gossip. Gossip columnists, tattletale, storytellers, turds.
Now, this is fact.
So Mix-a-Lot has revealed that Jennifer Lopez was the inspiration for Baby Got Back.
Wow!
There you go.
Yes. Yes. It does.
Top 6 at 6.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.